Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews the CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Gary Washington, the CIO of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the Agriculture Department. Gary, in some ways, this is a return engagement for you on Ask the CIO. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So you were with us, it's probably been about a year, year and a half, but you were at the time the CIO of the Agriculture Department's Natural Resources and Conservation Service. You've recently moved over to APHIS. When did you move? Why did you move? Just give me a little bit of background.
I moved from the NRCS to APHIS on February 10th of 2013. And the reason I moved is because, you know, an opportunity was afforded to me to try some new challenges. We had accomplished a great many things at NRCS with the IT organization, and NRCS was in a good spot. And APHIS was recruiting for a CIO, and I was asked if I would like the opportunity, and I decided that it would be a good opportunity for me with the challenges that lay here. And, you know, also I have an opportunity to manage IT in two different mission areas.
Very nice, very nice. Did someone replace you over at NRCS yet, or are they still hiring?
They've gone through the recruitment process. They don't have a formal CIO yet, but I think they have selected someone.
All right, so something to look out for in maybe a couple weeks or so. Moving from the Natural Resources and Conservation Service to APHIS, how big of a learning curve was that? As you said, you'll be able to get experience in two different mission areas. How differing are those two mission areas?
They're very different. You know, NRCS was basically about conservation and provided farmers with technical and financial assistance to ensure that they get the most out of their land and their soil, where APHIS is more a scientific-based organization, helping America guard against, you know, pest and animal diseases. So it's totally different missions, but both of them are great missions as well. I'm enjoying being able to support the professionals here in APHIS.
How big of a learning curve has it been? I mean, because as you said, you go from a conservation to more of a scientific. It's different challenges, different pieces to the puzzle.
It's a huge learning curve. I have to really be familiar with, you know, how to support the scientists, the scientific community here. And I was amazed at the impact that APHIS has, not just on guarding against pests and diseases, but our economy as a whole. And because it's 24/7 and APHIS is international, it's a great challenge to know what's going on all the time and, you know, strategize as to how IT can support this broad mission.
So have you spent the first 6 months or so traveling around going to different APHIS facilities, or have you kind of just put your head down and gotten into the operations, the day-to-day stuff, and then you'll think about maybe strategy later on?
I have been traveling, probably not as much as I would like to, but I've been traveling. But a lot of it's been, you know, put my head down and ensuring that the IT period here at APHIS is best suited to move forward in the future and be able to support the community with modern technology solutions and assist them in getting cost effective and efficient IT.
All right. Well, that kind of gives us a nice entryway into our next question about how do you as the CIO support the mission of APHIS? And then let's also discuss the mission of APHIS, because I'm not sure everyone understands completely what you guys do day in and day out.
The CIO supports the mission of APHIS by providing, obviously, IT support and services to the scientific community or the program areas here in APHIS. The mission of APHIS is we 24/7 defend America's animal and plant resources from agricultural pests and diseases. You know, and an example of that would be, you know, the Asian longhorn beetle, Mediterranean fruit fly. They're two major agricultural pests that we guard against. We do a lot of work with CBP at the borders to protect against individuals bringing plants, you know, and pests illegally into the country. APHIS is an international agency as well. We do work in various countries. So the mission is very broad. We do wildlife services, you know, guard against wild pests and diseases. An example of that would be, you know, feral swine. We're doing a lot of work across the country with the Feral Swine Project in many states.
And I imagine that because it's so much into the plant animal diseases, people aren't sitting in the office all day, so that adds another wrinkle or complexity to your job as a CIO, because you're supporting people who are in the field, who are working out. Do you know how many people roughly from APHIS are in the field working?
I couldn't give you a percentage at any one time, but the majority of people that work in APHIS are out in the field. You know, again, and a lot of them are doing scientific work or protecting against pests or, you know, things such as feral swine or feral dogs or migrating birds that interrupt airplane flights and things like that. Seeing as though APHIS has four major programs, animal care, wildlife services, veterinary services, and plant protection and quarantine, it's important that IT here ensures that they have 24/7 access to their data and that they're able to be mobile and work any place, anywhere, anytime. So basically, we're trying to do what the best we can to ensure that we provide them uninterruptible IT services and support so we can help them support the mission of APHIS.
Very nice. Sounds like we're going to jump into some of your priorities, but first let's take a quick break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Gary Washington, the Chief Information Officer for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the Agriculture Department.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dort to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio 1500.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Gary Washington, the Chief Information Officer for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the Agriculture Department. Now, Gary, before break, we're just starting to get a little tiptoe into your priorities. You started talking about mobility, data anywhere, anytime. So let's talk about those priorities. What are you trying to accomplish over the next 6 or 9 months?
One of the things that we want to accomplish is to have a strong IT governance framework here at APHIS. So, you know, we can assist with making informed decisions and strategic decisions on how we want to move forward with technology. And having stated that, mobility will be big for us. We would like for our employees to work anytime, anywhere, any place. And we are looking with, in partnership with USDA, our Department of Agriculture, we are working on mobility right now. Data is a big issue for us. APHIS has tons of data that it analyzes and uses to make informed decisions. So we're working in hand with some of the programs to formulate a data strategy, which will assist the programs in meeting their mission goals. And basically, we are embarking on projects to implement enterprise-wide systems here at APHIS, where I can bring, you know, past experience and best of breed, you know, ideas in terms of how we migrate to these systems that we have today to more enterprise modern systems. We're working with the programs to do that as well. And, you know, always making sure that your workforce stays current and is well trained and is up to date on the best processes and procedures and technology solutions as well. Over the next 6 to 9 months, we really have a lot going on.
All right, well, let's jump into each of those priorities. Let's start with governance. A lot of times when I hear about governance, people talk about things like ITIL, the Information Technology Infrastructure Library, or Six Sigma, or any of those types of methodologies. Are you looking at something like that? Or are you more next level down and saying, we're going to set up a review board, an investment review board, a governance process where we're going to bring together program people, CFO, CAO, those types?
Well, what we're trying to do is mature our governance process, and we're trying to make sure that our portfolio is extremely accurate and that it's formulated in a way where it assists the head of the agency and the administrators, the deputy administrators, with making informed decisions about information technology. And that's one area where Department of Agriculture has become increasingly, you know, aggressive in terms of its oversight, which is a good thing, and we're working hand in hand with them on that.
Give me a sense of how you guys are working, because it flows up and it obviously flows down. Obviously, agriculture, like many, many agencies, are trying to do a lot of shared services, a lot of what they're calling strategic sourcing, from the aspect of have one contract for all PCs or one approach to email. I know you guys already moved to email in the cloud. How do you guys work from the governance perspective up?
USDA sets the tone for what the entire portfolio is going to be for the department and what can be and will be a leverage, you know, across the department from the various agencies. And APHIS is not excused from that. So, you know, where we can, we will leverage department solutions and offerings, and we have been a big player in that. It is especially geospatial. We're starting to work with the department on the geospatial offerings that they have. And they've been putting out guidance on, you know, what they want to see in terms of our governance activities and our structures as well. So it's a partnership, and we're working with them, and we're following their guidance and leveraging their solutions. And most times, they're cost-effective and they're efficient and allow us to implement things pretty quickly.
You mentioned the word portfolio. That always brings me back to portfolio stat, something that OMB obviously is pushing. Have you guys gone through one of those yet, or is that something that the agency, from a large perspective, goes through and you take part when necessary?
We've gone through an internal portfolio stat, if you will, here at USDA. The CIO of USDA, Cheryl Cook, and her staff have conducted portfolio reviews of all the mission areas, and we participated in that. And it opened a lot of eyes in terms of, you know, our investments and everything. So yes, we have participated in that here at USDA, and we review our portfolio internally in AFE.
Anything that you can tell us that came from that review? Are you changing anything? Did you realize maybe, oh, there's duplication in my agency is same as there's, you know, we're doing the same thing as, you know, another bureau at USDA?
We just identified that we could structure our portfolio a little differently, you know, in collaboration with USDA. That was the big thing. But for the most part, we're managing our IT assets correctly. You know, our security posture is good, and we're doing a lot of the right things. So a lot of negative did not come out of the portfolio reviews. They were very helpful in terms of us being on the same page with USDA.
Well, that is always nice to hear that there's not a lot of things you need to necessarily change, but things you can tweak and make better.
Right.
It must made you feel good as the CIO coming in kind of new.
Yes, it did.
You also talked about mobility. Now, that's a huge issue, obviously, across all of government. Everyone's looking at the tablets and the smartphones. What are you guys doing around mobility? USDA, for a while, was actually ahead of a lot of agencies with single sign-on and two-factor authentication. How does that get rolled into the mobility efforts that's happening both within AFIS but across the agency?
Well, you know, that's huge because, you know, with two-factor authentication and digital signature, we want to be able to have an employee go out in the field and conduct business as though they're in their office, meaning with their business applications and any other functionality that they need on their devices. But what's most important is that they do that in a secure fashion. So, you know, again, we're working with the solutions, the enterprise solutions that USDA has offered, and we are trying to come up with a business case and a strategy for that matter for deploying that AFIS-wide.
We're talking about two-factor authentication and digital signature or more of the mobility piece?
The two-factor authentication piece is pretty much has been or being deployed. As you know, that there's a federal push to have widespread link pass usage across the agencies. So, the goal for USDA is, I believe, 50% by the end of the fiscal year, 85% next year. So AFIS is on its way to meeting those goals. But, you know, in addition to that, in terms of the mobility, you know, we want to be able to incorporate that into our strategy in terms of how we service our employees out in the field and the functionality that they're able to have.
Can you just remind me again, Link Pass, what is that?
You have a Link Pass card. It's a method of authentication, and it allows you to have more secure access and more security around protecting your IT assets, because you need a PIN number and everything. So it's another level of authentication for the user.
Is it related to HSPD-12, the PIV cards?
Yes, it is. It actually is the same thing.
Okay, so just a different name from your perspective.
Right.
That's the USDA version. Okay. Well, let me ask about mobility and pilots or use of tablets or smartphones in the field. Where are you guys with that? Do you have a BYOD strategy in mind?
We're going to leverage the department's BYOD strategy, but we are looking at different tablets and different offerings in terms of ensuring that our employees are mobile. Our Chief Technology Officer, Marco Munoz, is hitting that up for us right now.
Do you have any pilots in place yet, or have you made decisions? You're already done with pilots, and you're ready to maybe look at acquisitions or even implementations?
Well, we're working with our acquisition folks. Again, we're working with USDA on what is the best approach to take on this. You know, we haven't engaged in any pilots, but we are looking at different tablets right now.
All right. So I know that a lot of agencies are moving out with pilots and such. Is there any plans for a pilot yet, or is that still in the planning phase?
Well, we have plans for a pilot, but like you said, it's primarily in the planning phase right now. We want to take a planned and organized approach to piloting anything and implementing anything, because as you know, pilots, if you don't do them right, they can last forever.
Yes, it can. It costs, yeah. costs a lot of money.
Right. It costs a lot of money. So we want to make sure that, you know, we do our due diligence in terms of making sure we, you know, we do these the right way so we can correctly support our program areas.
The other thing that is related to mobility is data. And one of the things you mentioned was AFIS has a ton of data and you guys have to analyze and make sure you can get the data to the decision makers. Give me a sense. Are you using business intelligence tools? What are you doing to make sure that data is not just accessible, but also usable?
Well, we are using some business intelligence tools. One of the tools that we're using is Cognos. And we're discussing expanding that enterprise-wide across AFIS. But, you know, as you know, you want your data to be of great quality and of use to your customers. So the programs, when I say programs, I mean veterinary services, plant protection and quarantine, and animal care and wildlife services are working together on a data strategy to have some kind of structure around, you know, the data we use and what it means and, you know, the quality of data, all that kind of thing. And we are a part of it.
Is there a timing on that data strategy? Do you expect it maybe this fall or winter?
Well, right now, it's probably somewhere between a concept and planning phase that's being driven by the program areas, and we're supporting them. So I don't have a definitive date on when that strategy will be created or released yet.
Okay. Well, something to look out for. It sounds to me like it's right. still in the early stages, so we'll maybe have to swing back around in 6 months or so. I know those things do take a long time.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about your priorities. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Gary Washington, the Chief Information Officer of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the Agriculture Department.
So, guess what I just heard?
You mean about the Roth TSP?
Okay, yeah. Well, also...
that bid protest on the DOD contract.
Right. But did you know...
who the Senate confirmed for the administrator's job?
Well, what about...
OMB's digital strategy.
Jeez. How do you know everything that's going on in the federal government?
I know because I signed up for Federal News Radio's email alerts.
Be in the know and know it first with Federal News Radio's email alerts. Sign up today at federalnewsradio.com. Search email alerts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Gary Washington, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service's Chief Information Officer. Now, Gary, before break, we're talking a lot about your priorities, mobility, big data. One of the other priorities you mentioned is the idea of enterprise-wide programs or enterprise-wide services. What are you looking at? I mean, you guys have already done the email. What else is left?
Eternally, we're looking at having one system where AFIS does its permitting and certifications. And we're working with that with our program folks. Right now, that's in the planning phase. But, you know, that would be a big win for this agency. Outside of that, is basically migrating, you know, the stovepipe systems to something that could be of use to all the customers of AFIS. Some of the systems are stovepipe at this point, but the business community here, the programs are coming together, and the head of the agency sees value in having enterprise-wide systems, not just from an effectiveness perspective, but from a cost perspective. Yeah, we're working with the department on their cloud computing implementation strategy. AFIS is co-leading that with NHTSA. I mean, all the agencies in USDA are involved in that. And a lot of the other enterprise activities like the PIF cards, you know, the enterprise governance activities and those things. But internally, there'll probably be some more program, cross-program IT solutions that we will be supporting our program areas with as well, in addition to the one that I mentioned earlier.
Let me switch back over to the permitting and certification idea that of the enterprise services. You talk about that you're going to try to get down to one system. How many systems do you have now?
Well, actually, there's one now, but it needs to be, it's being modified, and it's going to be modified to be able to support cross programs.
Because right now, it everyone has their own kind of piece of that system, and it's going to kind of be better merged together, or what's the difference?
I think better merged together is the proper term to use.
So if someone is permitting for, you know, let's make something up, for animal disease issues, then they may also need to permit for plant disease issues.
And they'll be able to use that system to do both, yes.
Excellent. All right. And then let's pop over the cloud strategy as well, because I think that's always fascinating. You guys are co-leading the implementation. You guys, again, were ahead of the pack when it came to email. What do you see as next around cloud computing?
I think USDA is being very progressive in terms of cloud computing. All the agencies are excited about having an opportunity to have a cloud provider here at USDA. And, because obviously we're using the National Information Technology Center here at USDA. We'll be using those for those services.
So the cloud is something you guys obviously are focusing on. Let me switch gears on you for a second. Maybe it's kind of related to cloud. AFIS put out a strategic plan, and one of the pieces of the strategic plan talked about using technology to strengthen leadership, promote open communication, engage and develop employees. Sounds to me like there's a blog, a wiki in there somewhere. You know, how's your office supporting that use of technology?
We support it very strongly. We work with our legislative and public affairs partners to assist them in implementing their strategy for the administrators and the agencies, communications and how they engage employees. There is a strategy for updating our portal and our internet as well. Our administrator and our executives are big users of collaboration technology and to get their message out. So social media is a big deal here. And it's important that we have a vehicle to assist our agency executives with getting their message out and communicate to the employee.
When you talk about use of social media, are we talking about blogs, are we talking about Twitter, or is this something more just internal because it's on the intranet?
Are we talking about, you know, blogs, Twitter, you know, not just the, you know, just the internet? So it's not just more for internal, so much for internal, it's important for internal employees as well as communicating outside of AFIS as well.
Does this offer any kind of challenges for you guys when it comes to using the social media? I mean, I remember several years ago, there's all about the social media policy and a lot of the work GSA was doing around making sure the tools were available. But we seem as a community, as a federal community, to have passed that. Does that offer you any more challenges as the CIO than it did a couple years ago? Or is it the complexity has really gotten solved?
I think the complexity has gotten solved. I mean, it's not causing any real challenges. I believe AFIS uses these tools effectively and securely, and it plays great dividends in terms of our communication aspects as well.
So does that mean you're going to blog? You're going to have a CIO blog?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
All right. That's better than no.
Yeah.
A lot of times people, you know, CIOs are like, oh, I don't have time for that, but I think people get a lot of benefits. Let's move back to, there's a policy that was released in April 2013, probably from you, regarding mandating specific technical configurations for IT operating systems, platforms, equipment, environments, devices. It seems to be that this goes back to governance, but it's also a cyber issue. Give me a sense of that memo. Where did it come from and how are you guys implementing it?
It is a cyber issue and it's a governance issue. This is one step that we are going to take towards handing provide some kind of standardization in terms of what we introduce into our enterprise here at AFIS. And also, we want to make this environment more manageable. We wanted to make it more secure. And I think it goes without saying that whenever you standardize, you see the costs go down. And, you know, when you're able to manage something effectively, things become more efficient. And people have just a better idea of what's in the environment and what we're using and what kind of functionalities we have at our fingertips. So it is a governance. It was a governance issue as well as addressing a cybersecurity issue.
How far along are you with this? Is it a technical architecture that needs to be developed, and then from there you'll do implementation, or have you already set the technical guidelines, and that's what you basically did in this memo?
We need to create the technical architecture, and our CTO is working with the enterprise architect on that now, and we have the cooperation of the programs. So we're working together on that architecture, and we will distribute that architecture, and that's something that we will follow. So when vendors come to AFIS and they want to introduce a solution, they'll have some guidelines that they have to follow in terms of what can be introduced and what cannot be introduced in this environment.
Previously, how was the standardization done? Was it done kind of on a program-by-program basis with some high-level guidelines, or did you guys have a technical architecture, but it just needed to be updated and modernized?
Well, I mean, there was some idea about the technical architecture, and I think it needed to be updated and modernized. I wouldn't, you know, say that it was primarily program-specific, but there was always collaboration there. But we just felt the need to make this more formal and ensure that we publish something that everybody could definitely follow.
And from a cyber perspective, I've heard time and again, when you get the standards, patching becomes easier. You have the same
software titles or same software versions or same operating systems that you can just push one patch out and you'll know how it works. How much of this, from a cybersecurity standpoint, is a benefit? Can you tell yet?
We cannot tell yet. I know there will be a benefit because obviously we're implementing this right now. But I can tell you everything that you said is true. And we just need to make sure that we don't have any vulnerabilities or we even minimize the opportunity for vulnerabilities to occur any other kind of security incidents through this one process. And there are many other things that we are discussing implementing here in the near future.
Now, that's just one piece of the cyber puzzle. Are there other pieces? You talked about two-factor authentication and digital signatures. What else are you guys doing around cyber? There's a whole big push for continuous monitoring that's out there, obviously. Is that something that's on your radar as well, or is that coming from USDA the headquarters?
Continuous monitoring is coming from USDA headquarters, and that's something that we're definitely on board with as well. In addition to, the HSPD-12 activities, having, standardization and all of those kinds of things. So, and making sure that all of our systems are certified and accredited and all of those kinds of things. So, like you said, what this one discussion piece that we're discussing right now is just one piece of the big puzzle.
All right, sir, we're almost out of time. Before I let you go, I know a lot of vendors listen to the show, and you did mention give vendors some help through that technical architecture. So two final questions. One, what was your IT budget, or what is your IT budget for 2013? And is there anything vendors should specifically know about working with AFIS?
Well, our IT budget for 2013 is approximately $75 million. And, what they should know, if they would like to speak with myself or my deputy CIO, Don Tucker, we primarily try to channel them through Estelle Diaz. She's our small business representative in our acquisitions division. So, through her, we can get together and probably discuss, proposals or solutions that they have so that we can, carry the AFIS mission forward and have successful implementation of our program.
So what if they're not a small business, though? Would they still work through that same...
Yeah, we still work through that same person.
Okay, excellent. All right, sir, always a pleasure to catch up. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was Gary Washington, the Chief Information Officer for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the Agriculture Department. Gary, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.